time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Breaking news on Thursday morning as Donald Trump canceled his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, writing in a letter that the historic gathering will not take place on June 12th in Singapore as scheduled. The letter reads as follows. Dear Mr. Chairman, we greatly appreciate your time, patience, and effort with respect to our recent negotiations and discussions relative to a summit long sought by both parties, which was scheduled to take place on June 12th in Singapore. We were informed that the meeting was requested by North Korea, but that to us is totally irrelevant. I was very much looking forward to being there with you. Sadly, based on the tremendous anger and open hostility displayed in your most recent statement, I feel it is inappropriate at this time to have this long-planned meeting. Therefore, please let this letter serve to represent that the Singapore summit, for the good of both parties, but to the detriment of the world, will not take place. You talk about your nuclear capabilities, but ours are so massive and powerful that I pray to God they will never have to be used. I felt a wonderful dialogue was building up between you and me, and ultimately, it is only that dialogue that matters. Someday, I look very much forward to meeting you. In the meantime, I want to thank you for the release of the hostages who are now at home with their families. That was a beautiful gesture and was very much appreciated. If you change your mind having to do with this most important summit, please do not hesitate to call me or write. The world, in North Korea in particular, has lost a great opportunity for lasting peace and great prosperity and wealth. This missed opportunity is a truly sad moment in history. Sincerely yours, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Bowing to pressure over a decision to exclude Democrats from a highly anticipated Thursday briefing, the White House is now holding a separate meeting for bipartisan House and Senate leaders to receive classified information related to the Russia investigation. NBC News' Hallie Jackson on the news that broke Wednesday night at around 10 p.m. Eastern.
The meeting attendance has been notable for a number of reasons. First of all, because the original indication that we had received from our sources earlier in the day was that this Gang of Eight meeting that is set now for 2 o'clock Eastern was actually originally supposed to happen after the Memorial Day recess. I was on the phone with a senior administration official just before our evening broadcast who said, yeah, we think it's going to happen after Memorial Day. We're going to be planning for that, but the Nunes-Gowdy meeting is still going to go off as planned. Clearly, the situation has been incredibly fluid, which is also the guidance that we have been getting from folks that we've been talking to. John Kelly is going to be at both of these meetings. And let me tell you why that caught our attention, because Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was at the podium of the briefing room and said Kelly would not attend. She said at this point, he is not expected to be there. He was charged with putting this meeting together and setting up the logistics and then will step away. However, I am getting the impression that because of the backlash over on Capitol Hill, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle upset that the Gang of Eight was not included in this, wanting this to be more bipartisan. Even the president himself, remember on the South Lawn out there, I was asking him why weren't Democrats there, and he said, this supersedes party lines. This supersedes Republicans and Democrats. So clearly the pressure built in order to bring in Democrats to this meeting. So you have John Kelly now attending. You also have, remember, originally it was going to be Ed O'Callaghan, one of Rosenstein's deputies there at the Department of Justice, but now it will be Rod Rosenstein himself leading this briefing with these officials. So bottom line, over the last 8 to 10 hours, this has been a moving target, but It is clear now what is going to happen in a period of, 3-4 hours could be potentially significant.
The two meetings will be held back-to-back on Thursday, beginning at around noon. The briefing is about the origins of the FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign and the FBI informant who had contact with several members of the campaign. The president has dubbed the controversy Spygate. Law enforcement is furious that their source has been outed and say the use of an informant was standard procedure for a counterintelligence investigation. NFL owners agreed on Wednesday to a new national anthem policy. Teams will be fined if players kneel on the field or sidelines, though players will be allowed to stay in locker rooms if they choose. Donald Trump weighed in during an interview with Fox.
The NFL has made a decision on something that means a lot to you and a lot of other Americans. The NFL has the owners have voted unanimously to approve a new national anthem rule that says if you're not going to stay in the locker room. If you go to the field, you have to stand. If you have a protest, your team's going to get fined. This is the first time you're hearing this. What's your reaction, Mr. President?
Well, I think that's good. I don't think people should be staying in locker rooms, but still, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. And the NFL owners did the right thing if that's what they've done.
If that is the story, do you feel like you push this story forward and you push this to a conclusion?
I think the people pushed it forward. This was not me. I brought it out. I think the people pushed it forward. This country is very smart. We have very smart people. And, you know, that's something ideally could have been taken care of when it first started. It would have been a lot easier. But if they did that, they're doing the right thing. I got
the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.